Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Carlos Bocanegra, who is the Atlanta United Technical Director, and he's here to talk a little Five Stripes with us. Carlos, happy Friday. Good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. So, Boca, what did you think of the first game in the tournament, and does anything change for Atlanta United as far as game plans are concerned?
Yeah. Oh, look, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat here, right? But
yeah,
I think the biggest thing for me is we're back out there playing. You know, it's been a lot of hard work. It's been really a period for everyone, not only sports, to adapt and try to figure this out. So, you know, see that first game the other night between Orlando and Miami, it was good to have our league back out there on the field competing, you know, after everything that the whole world really has gone through. So I thought the intensity was good. You can tell guys are excited to go out there and compete, and they're sick of kicking their teammates. They want to kick somebody else now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the intensity, I think, was good. You see the team starting to drop off at the 60th, 70th minute, just from pure fitness-wise, with the lack of ability to have a complete preseason. So, you know, you start to see some technical breakdowns, and the game gets a little sloppy and more open. But, you know, the intensity is there, and it's only going to get better as the tournament goes on.
Carlos, you mentioned players around the 60-minute mark that start to fall off. We know tournament football can be incredibly demanding, even for the most in-shape, fittest of squads that are out there. I mean, how big will be the component of, you know, rotating your players and making sure you don't overload them and burn them out too quick?
Yeah, so it's interesting at the moment because everyone's had to adapt, like we talked about in world football. They've introduced five subs. So obviously we're normally allowed to have three subs, but now there are three moments plus halftime, but you can make five subs. So I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on throughout the tournament. And, you know, it's been interesting to watch a little bit how teams have utilized their subs, the patterns, at what point in the game. You know, it'll be curious for us how Red Bull goes about it. Do they make a line change with, you know, three or four guys at 60th, 65th minute and try to keep up that intensity and the hecticness that they like to play with? You know, we're definitely going to need to make our subs. I think Frank talked about the other day that on the radio, you know, we're going to probably utilize all five of our subs. We want to play intense and keep the level up as well. But you can't necessarily break the rhythm and, you know, changing five guys. That's half the team basically. So it'll be interesting. I think that's something, you know, for me, for sure, I'm going to be keeping an eye on that kind of strategic substitution pattern throughout the tournament.
We're talking to Carlos Bocanegra, Atlanta United Technical Director, on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Speaking of that, you know, we've heard a lot of options for up top tomorrow night. Is there any insight you can give us on what could potentially might happen?
No, I'm not going to give you the insight on that. What I will say is, you know, I think obviously we're missing Joseph, and that's a huge, huge miss for us. And no one's going to replace him. And I don't think anyone is pretending that we are going to stick someone in there to replace him. What we are going to do is by committee, and we have a lot of different options. You know, we have guys that we can play in a 4-3-3 and have one forward up top. We can play in a different formation and have two forwards up top. You can have a forward kind of underneath, almost a false nine is the terminology we use in soccer. So we have a lot of different options, and it's going to be by committee, but you know, we're going to have to be flexible, and we're going to have other guys step up and contribute. But it'll be a little bit of a different look for us without Joseph out there.
Carlos, how early, and I guess really in what role, could we anticipate seeing Tyler Wolfe on the field in Orlando?
Yeah, so Tyler has been great. Obviously, we signed him out of our academy right before the tournament here, so he's eligible to take part in this. He's been great. He's a hard worker. He's determined. He showed it at the academy level. He showed it at the USL level. and now in the first team training and with our team in preseason, you know, he won a penalty in the game against Birmingham for us. So he's a kid where, you know, I'm not sure he's going to be utilized and counted on from the start, but when there's opportunities, you know, I know Frank trusts him. We have really high hopes for him. But we're not going to kind of throw the world on his shoulders, so to speak. So, you know, if he's able to be introduced at certain moments in the game, he is a great pocket player. He likes to find space in between the lines. He's got a great touch on him, a great soccer brain. And really, it's been nice to see how he's fit in and started to combine with his teammates out here in training when he's had more regular time with them.
New York Red Bulls coming up. You know, what do you anticipate the game plan being, especially since, you know, Joseph is not out there? How do you think they're going to try to attack you guys?
So Red Bull plays kind of this 4-2-2-2 system. But as you guys know, we've played them quite a few times. It's hectic and frantic, and they're in your face, and they like to make the game chaotic. So they're quite direct. They'll hit the ball long, try to fight for second balls. So, you know, really for us, you know, with Brian White, Royer, Kaku, Valo, for them, kind of their front four, those guys have some quality, and those will be their difference makers. The rest of the team is, you know, they're the workhorses, right? And so that is going to be a big part of the game, is going to be second balls and making sure we can match their intensity. And look, you know, I'll be quite honest. Red Bull is a really, really difficult team for anyone to play coming out of the break, because they make games so difficult. And so that's something we're really working on, that we have to be concentrated. We have to be ready from the whistle, the start of the game, because we know it's coming. We like to pass and play and dictate possession. They like to make it messy and get in our face and disrupt. So it's really going to be a tale of two you know, really completely opposite, but we've got to be ready, and the guys are, they know what's coming. So from the whistle, we've got to be ready to go for that.
Carlos, my love for soccer continues to grow by the day, and I have no problem admitting that I am very much a novice, very much entry level with my soccer knowledge, really picking the sport up probably back in 2014 with the World Cup. But we're at a point now in sports where there's not a ton going on right now. So for anybody that's listening to this show this morning, what would you tell them about soccer if they're on the cusp of trying to consume the product, become more of a fan, become more invested, and learn about the game? What would you tell them?
Yeah, no, I like it. It's interesting. It's definitely growing in the U.S. Obviously, it's the number one sport globally. You talked about the World Cup. I mean, that's the biggest event, you know, globally, televised, attended, everything. So, you know, it's a massive sport. I think, you know, for me, it's also interesting. Growing up in America, I didn't see my first live professional game until I was about 20 years old. You know, I don't think I watched much on TV, because it just wasn't available before that either. So it's starting to come around. I think the World Cup gets people excited. You know, people watch whether it's MLS, the Bundesliga, the Premier League, whatever. It's starting to be more available on TV. So, yeah, look, I'm not going to sit here and try and convince anybody. I think if people want to have a look and enjoy it, you know, these guys are fantastic athletes, and the endurance and power and, you know, technical ability with the ball is at a really high level. So, you know, hopefully a few people tune in and enjoy it and kind of jump on the train and start to enjoy soccer.
Carlos, good spot, man. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for popping on for a few minutes.
And have a good one, and stay safe.
You got it, guys. All right, thanks, bud. See you guys.